everyone. Welcome to Flexify 2, your Job Search Evolve podcast. I'm Trina, and today we're diving into what I call the quiet connector. Networking strategies specifically designed for introverts, including me, navigating an extroverted professional world. If the word networking makes you want to hide under a blanket, you're definitely not alone. I'm an introvert who's built a career that depends on connections, and I spent years avoiding events and dreading small talk. But here's what I've learned. Networking doesn't have to look like an extrovert's game. There's a secret networking advantage that introverts have, or at least I think. So let's take the time to refrain networking entirely. It's not about collecting business cards or dominating cocktail party conversations. It's about building mutually beneficial relationships, something introverts naturally excel at. As introverts, we have powerful networking advantages. We listen deeply rather than waiting to speak. We form fewer but deeper connections. We remember to think before we speak, leading to more meaningful interactions. And we remember details about people we meet. Research shows these qualities create stronger professional relationships. While extroverts might meet 20 people at an event, introverts connect meaningfully with 3. And those 3 are more likely to remember us and respond when we reach out. Your introversion isn't a networking barrier, it's your secret weapon. If there's one area where introverts dominate in networking, it's preparation. I use a simple networking preparation mental template before every event. 3 industry topics I'm comfortable discussing, 5 questions I can ask others about their work, 2 current projects I can share if asked, and 1 clear goal for the event. This kind of framework reduces anxiety and keeps people focused. Then I begin to think about an authentic introduction, not an elevator pitch. Something like, I help introverted professionals build careers without pretending to be extroverts. I host this podcast and work with companies where quieter employees can thrive. What about you? Does your workplace favor louder voices? Notice it explains what's being done, if you care, and ends with a question that invites meaningful conversation. Finally, schedule recovery time. If you have a networking event Thursday evening, and this can be in your professional or your personal life, keep Thursday afternoon light and Friday morning free. Knowing you have built-in recovery time makes it easier to fully engage. Not all networking opportunities are equal for introverts. Here are environments that play into our strengths. Smaller focus gatherings. Industry meetups with specific topics give you natural conversation starters. Online communities. LinkedIn groups and professional forums allow thoughtful contribution without energy drain. People have built valuable relationships starting with comments on someone's article. Structured roles. Volunteer to moderate panels or check people in. Having a defined role makes interactions more predictable. Create your own opportunities. Host small dinners with 3 to 6 professionals. Run quarterly deep dive dinners where you discuss one industry challenge. These intimate gatherings have created strong connections. One strategy that works brilliantly, arrive early to events. Walking into a room full of ongoing conversations is totally overwhelming. By arriving early, you can settle in and have conversations as others arrive one by one. So let's talk about the actual conversations. Here's how to navigate them authentically. Master thoughtful questions. Your strength isn't in what you say, it's what you ask. Example, what's been your biggest challenge implementing that new system? Works better than, do you like your job? Practice the pause. Instead of rushing to fill silence, own it. say, "That's interesting. Let me think about that for a moment." People respect thoughtfulness. Plan graceful exits. Have phrases ready like, "It's been great learning about your work. I should circulate a bit, but I'd love to follow up. May I have your card?" I used to think my inability to make witty remarks was a weakness. Then someone explained to me, they chose to work with me because they truly felt heard. Most people were trying to impress them, but this individual felt like I was trying to understand them. That's when I realized my listening skills were my greatest networking asset. The digital world offers introverts unprecedented networking opportunities. Content creation, like this podcast, allows you to share your ideas thoughtfully and attract like-minded professionals. Be strategically visible in 2 to 3 online communities rather than everywhere. Quality engagement in fewer spaces yields better results. For sustainability, think of social energy like a budget. Schedule downtime after events. Develop quick renewal practices. Step outside for fresh air. Find quiet corners for brief meditation. Or take bathroom breaks just to be alone. I keep a networking survival kit, noise-canceling earbuds, tea, and a notebook where I can process thoughts privately. Most importantly, celebrate the small wins. Each connection made, each conversation where you stayed present, each time you stepped outside your comfort zone, acknowledge those victories. Remember, networking as an introvert isn't about becoming more extroverted. It's about leveraging your natural strengths while managing the challenges. Your thoughtfulness, listening skills, and depth of connection are invaluable networking assets. The goal isn't to work every room. It's to create meaningful professional relationships. Speaking of professional relationships and career growth, if you're preparing for interviews or want to stand out in professional conversations, check out my ebook, The Top 100 Interview Questions, Ask Better, Shine Brighter, available on Etsy. The link is in my podcast notes. It's packed with strategies to help you showcase your unique strengths, especially as an introvert navigating the interview process. It will help you get down to the bottom of what's really going on in that company's culture that you're interviewing with. Next week, we'll discuss advocating for yourself at work without draining your energy. Until then, embrace your quiet power. I'm Trina, and this has been Flexify 2, Your Job Search Evolved. Thanks for tuning in.